It was very obvious to me that there was a gap in the technology. Like, a lot had been done for the architect, the planners, the estimators in the back office, but very little had been done for the supers and the foremen out there.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to try this. Kid from North Dakota is going to say the name from this guy grew up in France. We're going to be diving in and having a fireside chat with Yves Fresnault.
Awesome.
That's I think good. I got it.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Today we're going to be talking with the founder and CEO of Fieldwire, who has a really cool story of, like a lot of the technology companies out there, is he lived in the construction world as a kid growing up and really wanted to find that integration. And I think he has a lot of interesting perspectives of what makes Fieldwire a little bit different than the rest of them. So I'm excited to hear from the developer of a software platform for the construction
industry.
Yeah,
they've got a real unique application that I think our listeners should pay close attention to and give it a shot. Give it a try.
As always, I'm Devin Tilley, president owner of Mountain View Window and Door, and we do this every time, but folks, this one is special. And the reason it's special is because Kevin Keefe has been a sales consultant. If you listen to him, he's the chief relationship officer, blah, blah, blah. But what I want to say today is that I'm honored to say Kevin Keefe is now the sales manager for my company, Mountain View Window and Door. So he now, instead of just working on his own business at the company, he oversees all sales of the organization, and it's so exciting to announce that because now he's truly living in the art of construction as well as his day job as being the sales manager. He's truly working on the good of the overall cause. He's been doing this for 2 years for Mountain View Window and Door and for the good of everybody, but now there's really some more proof in the pudding, I guess, so to speak. So welcome to Mountain View as the sales manager here in the studio MVWD.
Appreciate that, and let's jump in for a fireside chat with Fieldwire.
What's your favorite beverage?
I would say well-balanced IPA. No specific brand in mind, but like something like a Sierra or like a Big Daddy IPA or something like that.
There we go.
Love it. Tell us about your favorite place you've traveled.
Recently, I was in Tokyo to visiting clients, and I really like Japan. It's a modern country, but it's just so different from anything you can see in the US or Europe. It's really foreign.
Excellent. No, tell us one experience about your last trip to Japan.
Japan is like the US in the 80s. So when you do business over there, you just go out with your clients. You tend to drink a lot and go to party in like some karaoke bars and things like that. It was actually quite entertaining.
You get very social over there, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Relationships are very, very important over there.
I think that's very true. And the social aspect of life is very organized. It's so different from anything we know over here.
What's your favorite interest or hobby not related to the construction industry?
Love skiing. California is not the greatest place to ski. So now doing a lot more kite surfing, like San Francisco, like the Bay Area is a wind machine. We get like wind like 7 to 9 months a year. So it's phenomenal for water sports.
So we got to know a little bit about Yves Fresnault, who is the founder and CEO of Fieldwire. Tell us about what is Fieldwire and your history.
Yeah, sure. Fieldwire, in a nutshell, we're a mobile collaboration platform for the construction industry. When we talk about collaboration in the industry, we tend to say that a good project is a good design, a good planning, and a good execution. And so we focus on the execution piece. So basically, how do you actually run that great design and that great planning you did up front. So it's a huge focus on the field side of things. So that means like the foremen, the supers out there are going to be our primary users. And so we take anything they do 20 times a day and we make it like super efficient on mobile. So that's going to be anything from just distributing plans to your subs, to running punch lists, assigning tasks, tracking completion, and just doing reporting on all of that. So that's a company we started back in 2013. Biggest projects are going to be large hospital, mostly like in the $1 billion range. So that's for us, that's going to be about 100 users on the platform. But we do also smaller stuff like multi-home development or things like that. Our users report saving from 5 to 10 hours like every week per user. So it's like the savings are very tangible when you take execution seriously on a site.
Now, is there a specific focus on type, like commercial versus residential, or do all categories kind of work within the platform?
Yeah, the core business for us is commercial, like basically commercial building. We don't do too much heavy civil or electrical facilities or things like that. That's a bit different for us. So yeah, I mean, commercial building, high-rise, that kind of things.
Now, is there any residential home building along with it?
Anybody can sign up on the platform, and we have small teams of like probably, you know, 5-10 people, like a small residential company running FieldWire across their projects, and that works great for us. Usually, it's not going to be the core customer for us. Our typical customer is going to be a larger GC. Think about like anything north of like 7,500 mil of revenue per year. Yeah.
Gotcha. You started in 2013. Talk a little bit about the differences year to year. We're now in 2016. I mean, have you seen the growth right out of the gate, or is it taken a little while to catch hold, or how has that been looking?
Back in 2013, it was clear to us that just anybody was going to get a smartphone on site. We started seeing that. I mean, basically, the smartphone adoption is coming from outside the industry. So whether the industry wants to adopt it or not, it's going to happen. So at least we were sure of that. But yes, I think it's evolved mm-hmm. like very, very, very quickly. So when we started the company, we sometimes would show up at a company and they would tell us, we're not comfortable with spending our plans on the cloud. Our guys are never going to have smartphones on site. That would be a little bit of a difficult discussion. Some guys were ready back in 2013 already, and those are the guys we started working with. Over the year, you've seen that change very much. And like I would say, for the last year and a half to 2 years, like now you start having like small contractors. Like think about a company that does like maybe $50 million a year of smaller commercial projects, like the $1 to $5 million range. Now they're showing up on projects and they're like, we need to have iPads. It makes us look good for the clients. Completely changed the dynamic. Like now people see it as also good marketing to show up with like field tech for their clients.
So I want to kind of peel back some layers when you talk about technology in the construction industry. I think it's such a big bridge of the gap. In fact, yesterday mm-hmm. I had a conference call with Anderson Windows and talking through how they're building a new software platform. And there's so yep. much technology available out there. It's filtering that out to where the right technology that hits home to my business. So what I'd ask you to do is let's do a little role play. So your ideal customer using this, go through kind of the process and tell us about how that person interacts and uses your platform to see if they may be a good fit, knowing in mind this show is specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow their business.
Yeah, absolutely. As a contractor, I mean, I'm going to talk maybe a little bit more about contractors than architect today, but as a contractor, usually you have to make three choices in terms of technology. You're going to have to make one choice in terms of what do you do on the design model side, which is usually like today it's pretty much owned by Autodesk. So it's kind of like what Autodesk product am I going to use to interact with my design firm, my architect, and just make sure that I can produce accurate plans that are going to work when we're going to try to build it. So I think that's one piece of the technology you're going to have. The second piece of technology you're going to need to look at is what tools am I using for planning and estimations? The goal is to be able to accurately estimate how much work there is, like how much is it going to cost, how performant are your services going to be, that kind of things. And so usually like big projects are going to use tools like Primavera, like smaller projects are going to use like, you know, Microsoft projects directly or even Excel to do that. And so there is same thing, like this is what we call project management. This is what you use to run basically the back office of your company. And then the third choice of technology that a user has to look at is what am I going to use on site? Like basically, how am I actually running my site? Am I just running that on paper and I keep like a super like or PM on site at all time that's just running around and telling people what to do? Or do I also want to just give them tools beyond simple just email and cell phones to do that? So that's where we're going to play. I mean, that's the basic explanation that when we start with new customers that are just really trying to figure out what their needs are, like we start by explaining them that and be like, this is where we are. What are you thinking about? What do you have today?
Great. Talk a little bit about, you mentioned earlier some of the hour savings per project manager kind of a thing. Talk about some other measurable ways your clients are able to save money, save time, and those kinds of things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, so we all get into the industry, I think, because we like building stuff. But when you actually look at a construction site, if you actually measure the time that's being spent on site, construction is about like 70% coordination and probably only about like 30% pure construction. And so if you take that 70% of coordination, there's a lot of repetitive tasks in there. Every other day or every week, you have like revisions in your plans that you need to distribute to your subs. Somebody has to do that. If you're running punch lists and you have to take a lot of photos on site and just organize them by you know, type of issues or by areas or by subcontractor, it's going to take you a lot of time to do that. The way you simply run, basically, like who has to do what every day, basically your foreman meeting, are you just running that on paper? How are you tracking progress and all of that? All of those tasks basically are very repetitive tasks. And a lot of those can either be made super efficient, either can actually be completely automated. Like, for example, if you use a tool to record all your photos and attach them to specific location on plans, well, you don't need to actually manually put a report together. You can just hit a button, have a couple of filters, and that's it. You can send that to the owner or the client, and they're going to be happy. And so those are examples, I think, of ways we save people time. Yeah, I think that's kind of a short explanation of it.
And then how do you package this together? I notice on your website, there's obviously a way for consumers to go in there, potential customers to go in there and get an idea what the different plans are. But talk a little bit about how you customize that, and or can they just pull something off the shelf and get going? Or how does that all work to utilize your system?
So, yeah, I mean, like, so if you think about field tech, the idea is if you actually are serious about tackling that 70% of coordination, like tackling the core process, you have to get the subs in. Like, too often when you think about tech in construction, the technology only touches maybe like 5% of the guys on site. It's going to be like the engineer, the PM, maybe the architect is in it, or like the design firm engineers are in it, but certainly doesn't get down to the supers and the foremen. If you want to get down to the foremen, then you have to have a really easy adoption. It's not about your feature set. It's about what's actually going to get used. Because let's remember, like, what makes construction special as an industry is that it's not one company building a building. It's 30 companies getting together to build that building. And so when you have 30 companies, by default, they're not going to share much technology, like other than email and phone calls. And so that's the important thing. Like, when you pick a field tech, it's not like a project management solution. It's not the tool for your company. It's the tool that's going to be used by you and your subcontractor and your architect, if you add him, and your design firm. And so what that means is that you need a tool that can be adopted super quickly, that's really easy to learn, that's really easy to use, and that at the end of the day just adds value to everyone, from the foreman on site that works for your sub, to your PM in the office, to the architect. And so that's why this is a very, very, very hard problem to solve.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Art of Construction podcast?
Yeah, it sure is.
I've listened to a lot of your podcasts, and I really want to let you guys know how I feel on a review. How do I do that?
All you need to do is leave us a rave review on iTunes. And then one of the things that we're doing right now as a gesture of our appreciation is we're going to send you a copy of the E-Myth book that we're always talking about on the podcast. But in order to do that, we need you to take one further step. Just simply go to our website, theartofconstruction.net. Go to the contact tab, leave us your information. Let us know that you left that rave review on iTunes, and then we'll pop a book in the mail to you. How about that?
That sounds great.
Definitely sounds great. Devin here, present owner of Mountain View Window and Door and the host of The Art of Construction. And I'm going to personally reach back to you. Whenever you reach out, let's have a phone conversation, email, go-to meeting, whatever is most convenient for you, because I truly want to help you grow your business, and we'll talk about what the right book is for you, and we'll help grow our business together. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to buying a bunch of books and getting a lot of great reviews.
Absolutely.
So the beauty of this podcast is we don't have a whole bunch of different sponsorships where we can only talk about how they're the greatest. We don't have that. So I have experience with different platforms like CoConstruct or BuilderTrend that are full contractor platforms, and several of our contractors are using those. My experience, like you talked about, you got to get the subcontractors to use it, but there's a lot of subcontractors that still don't even have a smartphone or don't even use a computer. They're just there showing up. But sometimes those are the best hands on the job site. Talk to us about how your company may be a little bit different, or what separates FieldWire from some of those other bigger names like CoConstruct and BuilderTrend.
The main difference compared to some of those guys is going to be basically how field we are compared to how project management we are. And basically we only concern ourselves with pure execution, like the next week, the next 3 weeks of work, and how do you actually make the plan happen. So I think that's going to be the main difference. For the core use cases we talked about, they're really standard, right? It's going to be anything related to just floor plan version control and floor plan viewing on site, punch list, task management, which is what makes the platform really unique, which is actually tracking work, like dispatching work, tracking completion and reporting on that, as well as reports. So what makes, I think, the platform interesting is how easy it is to adopt. Like, so most of the projects we have on Fieldwire, we've never met them in person. We've never dispatched somebody to train them. Like, basically, those are people that either heard about the tool from another contractor or found us on a Google search or saw an ad for it. And then basically they signed up completely independently one evening. They created their project. You can set up very, very large project in basically minutes. Our server account will ramp up in the background, will process all your plans, will pre-render them, will automatically find the name, do all the version control. Basically, all those very time-consuming project setup tasks that an engineer or like a superintendent had to do, we do those automatically. And then after that, that's it. You can just start basically inviting people. So you can invite some of your subs, etc. Test the platform for a week. And if it works for you, then you can just ramp it up. And so it's basically free for smaller teams. If you have less than 10 users or like 500 plans, you can just run the platform for free. And after that, if you go beyond those marks, and any larger commercial projects will have to pay, and they can just expand it from there. And so we've ramped up like 100 plus people project team without ever seeing them in person.
Nice.
What made you start Fieldwire?
I grew up in the industry. Back in France, my parents were doing quite a bit of residential work. And so I would spend my summer working on site with contractors. So doing some electrical work, driving excavators, that kind of thing. And so when I came to the US, I actually came to the US to study construction at Stanford. And having spent time on site before university, it was very obvious to me that there was a gap in the technology. Like, a lot had been done for the architect, like the planners, the estimators in the back office, but very little had been done for the supers and the foreman out there. Like, and it can get really, really tedious to actually run a site. And so that's when I started looking in that subject. So back then we're in like 2007. So you don't have iPhone, iPads at all, right? So there was really no good way at the time to make a dent in the industry. So I basically like put that idea aside, and I wasn't necessarily planning on getting back to it. But it became very, very obvious back in 2012, 2013 that the smartphone revolution was coming from the outside of the industry, and that in the next 5 years, and I'm convinced of that, like the US by 2017, we're going to see basically any foreman on site having a smartphone in his pocket. And basically every man on site is going to have a smart device in his pocket, and that fundamentally changes the way we can run a site. And so that's when we decided to start the company. And so we raised capital back in summer 2013. At the time, we raised, I think, $1.2 million back then. And then we got the company started, and we've been growing since.
Now, talk a little bit about your marketplace, too. It sounds like it's global, and you've got business, obviously, in Japan and certainly the United States. But where do you see the bulk of your business coming from, and how's that working?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so when we started the company, we started it as a global company. Not necessarily that was the ultimate goal, but we wanted to create a tool that gets adopted without basically much intervention from our end. And that was the key thing. Like, in our mind, most construction technology needed a lot of training, and you need to send like salespeople to the construction site to convince the guys. Then you needed to send trainers. Then you had to come back, and it was very, very tedious. And the reality is, you're not going to train 30 companies on a site. You're not going to train all the subs. It's going to take way too much time. Let's say most projects last year and a half, 2 years for a mid-sized commercial project. You don't have the time to ramp up a full team over that period of time. It's going to be too late. So our goal was, let's create a company where people can find us by themselves, start their project by themselves, train themselves, and just get going and derive value without us touching anything. And so the beauty of that model is actually that for us, starting a project in Australia is just the same as starting a project in San Francisco. And so the core of our market today is still primarily the United States, because that's where most of our marketing effort is. And so I think, you know, we have companies like, you know, Clark and Webcor in SF. We have companies like Elise Dunn in Canada. And basically, like, both West Coast, East Coast, I think it's pretty balanced. I would say 80% of our market is North America. But then, because we've started working with international groups in the US, we've started expanding internationally with those groups in the other territories that they do work with. And so that has been like basically the global expansion of the company recently.
Now, is there anything in the app that needs to be modified for, as an example, when you're in Japan, is it all graphic based, or do you have to change some components on the language side at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's definitely a bit of localization that has to be done on the text in the app. Actually, mostly basically error message or explanations in the app. We designed the app to be very flexible. So what that means is that most of the structure of the app, basically the app is organized around your plans and your trades, which is usually going to be the list of your contractors or subcontractor packages. So most of that is entered by you directly. So we don't have to localize that because you can use whatever language is native to the project you're working on. And then there is a very, very little bit of text that is actually displayed in the user interface that we do have to localize. But it's very minor compared to the amount of things that you're entering yourself. Right.
So we always ask the same questions, but we're going to have to ask them a little bit differently as a supplier. So what is the most unique thing about FieldWire?
I think the most unique thing about FieldWire is how easy it is to get started and get going. As a motto for the company, we've always said that the problem in construction and technology in construction in general is adoption. It's not about what feature you have, it's about what feature people end up using on a site. And so we've been 100% focused on creating an experience that allows basically people to get started and derive value knowing the 10% of the product that they know. And then after that, as some of your users get more sophisticated, maybe those are like your very, very good foremans, your very good supers, then they start using maybe 20% of the product and then they derive value. And then you have, after that, your power users in the office ramping up, like your engineers and your PMs that are just starting to just duplicate tasks, like create templates and do things. And they're just normalize the way their projects are organized across the company, that kind of things. And so it's really about creating that experience where we can take a contractor from where they are, and that can be zero from a technology perspective, and just help them on that first project, then help them across all of their project, and they keep going like that all the way to having large companies, large general contractors that are just basically normalizing and running all of their projects from their IT department and being able to have control over that. So it's really creating that full experience.
Talk a little bit about the feedback that you're getting, because it sounds like you're operating on the basis of, hey, just give us a try. And obviously it's working. So talk a little bit about the feedback that you're getting from people initially that may be a little skeptical or thinking that I don't have time for this and that kind of thing. And then talk a little bit about their feedback and experience as they start using the app.
It was very interesting. I think it was last week or the week before that we were talking to one sub that was using the platform, and he said, it's a good platform. I like the plans. I like the punch list. I think some of your competitors do that for maybe cheaper than what you guys do. And if it wasn't for this little task feature that you have, we probably would switch. And it's very, very interesting because I think it's very characteristic of the industry. Like a lot of people come to the platform because of the use case they can already think about. So when you see an iPad, you see a phone, you're like, okay, I can view my plan. I can run my punch list on it and just take my photos. And those are the basic use cases. And I think we can make those definitely much better than what it is today, but it's not touching the core process of construction. What's touching the core process of construction is when you start running actually your task, like just dispatching work across subs, and they're marking it as complete. And immediately it's asking them to report like the man hours they've spent on it. And then you just get all that information back. And suddenly you're touching the core process of how do you actually run a site better? Basically, it's all about giving a lot of autonomy to the subcontractor. But if something goes wrong, you have that traceability and you can look into it and you have absolute visibility at any point on the project in terms of what's going on. And so I think that's the main feedback, is that very often people come for plan viewing and for punch lists, but they stay because the tasking is really good, because fundamentally they understand that this is a much better way to just run a site.
Now, the interesting thing with that too, you talked about the 70% of the whole construction process, the important aspect being coordination. And I would also think that the beauty of this is that that information is going to rise up to a top of a company. So one of the things that can often happen in construction is if your project manager is not doing the scheduling the way they should, a lot of times there's a lag time before you find out there's trouble. I'm guessing that through this, the upper management, owners of the contracting companies are going to be able to see that data much quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people say it's about forecasting the future based on the data. Very often it's just about displaying the data in real time, like as it is today. So we run a lot of metrics on your project. So you're going to see how long it takes to complete tasks, like basically the percentage of tasks that are just complete without being reopened after the fact. And so what happens is exactly what you mentioned, is that you can see, for example, that one of your sub is in trouble. You don't know why he's in trouble, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that the sub is doing a bad job. Maybe, like, for some reason, the materials are not getting there on time because for some reason your project is in the middle of a city and you really need to figure out a better system for trucks to park. You can actually see that your sub is in trouble and dive in on that specific subject to figure out how you can help him. And if you figure out that, for example, it's figuring out a better way to park trucks in front of the site, then great. You can fix it for your sub, see the metrics get back to where they need to be, and that's done. And so that's exactly what happens. And so basically the subs are using him day in, day out, because for them it's a huge prioritization tool. Like I said, it helps them with priority in terms of what they need to build on. The PM gets an aggregate view on which sub is performing well, which sub is not performing well. And at the company level, what they get is that they can look at this project that's doing great, they can look at this project that's not doing too good, and they can be like, hey, maybe we can transfer some of the organization or like the way they structure the project from this one to this one and help them out. So those are some examples of some of the long-term benefits of taking this very precisely and seriously.
Excellent. So you said the most unique thing about your software is how easy it is to start it. Talk about the most challenging part. That's what we really learned from both that you've found as starting up this platform or in general with the IT kind of getting adoption and where the industry is going.
I mean, I think I would mention that something that's very specific to commercial general contractors is that from our experience, there can be a divide between the project level and the company level. And by that, I mean, if you are, let's say, an engineer, like, or a super on a site, you're dealing with operational work day in, day out. So you have a very clear idea of what's taking time in your day and what's not. And so in this case, if you're spending 70% of your time on coordination tasks, you're going to try to find technology for that. So usually we have a fairly easy time to get on projects. What's interesting is that when we start discussing with the company as a whole, as a bigger general contractor, when you grow in a company, I think usually the company has to make a decision on whether they're going to adopt that technology horizontally. And sometimes what a company is planning to invest in technology doesn't actually match what the needs of their sites are. And by that, I mean, for example, field execution might not even be on their radar as a vertical to invest in from a technology standpoint. So usually what we do is we try to get enough project in a company and have enough success with those teams and feedback from internal users that when we start talking, for example, to an IT manager, we can actually connect the back office of the company with like the frontline, basically employees of that company to say, hey, we're solving a very big problem for your company and this is why this is interesting. Regardless of that, I think construction spendings on IT, on technology in general, are still fairly low compared to most other industries.
Does your application sync in, for example, if you have another software or something you're already using that you want to use this in conjunction with? Is there any importing or exporting features that you can kind of tie stuff in together with?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've seen from our experience, like a lot of people use Box and Dropbox when they're trying to distribute plans to their subcontractors. So we integrate natively with both, meaning, for example, we have a two-way integration with Box that's actually not open to everyone. If you want to get on the beta on that, you can ask us directly. But so basically that means is that if you post your plans on Box, they're going to be synchronized automatically in FieldWire and they're going to show up in FieldWire. And same thing, if you make a change on FieldWire, let's say you add some markups or some things in FieldWire, it's going to be synchronized back to Box. And so that's true for plans, that's going to work with your files as well, etc. A lot of guys out there still use Excel and they have a lot of their checklist on Excel. They have a lot of lists on Excel. And so most of the time we let you import and export everything in an Excel format. That way we keep engineers happy on site. They can do a lot of batch operations that way. And it works pretty well. More recently, like the big work for this summer is to integrate FieldWire directly with Primavera P6. And so the goal of that is that the long-term plan, like a tool like Primavera, is really about planning a project out to like 1 year, 2 years, 3 years ahead of time. We do planning at the field level, and planning at the field level is really about planning out a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks in advance and be able to just gather actuals through that. And so having those two tools communicate is huge because we get basically all the estimates for quantities and labor from a tool like Primavera, and we can send back the actuals that are of what's expended on site. So it's a very interesting thing.
I know a lot about what you're talking about, but I think a lot of the people listening to this may be wondering, when you say it syncs Dropbox, Excel, all that kind of stuff, give us in layman terms what it means to import and export and how that works as far as different software platforms, because I think there's several other contractors, architects, and owners listening right now that are saying, well, this sounds really cool because I listen to the Art of Construction, but I already use company X. How could I integrate this and make it work together as one platform, meaning I don't want to totally restart?
But let me backtrack a little bit and explain why we did the box integration. So if you are a serious contractor and you're doing very good planning and estimating, you're probably using a tool like Bluebeam to do that back in the office. And so we absolutely love Bluebeam. It's a great tool for planning and estimating. It's not quite as good.
So I'm going to stop you there because we're actually looking into adding on the paid version of Bluebeam for my company. And I would explain Bluebeam is basically like companies that are doing digital takeoffs with standard Adobe PDFs. This is that on major steroids that can integrate in and out of architectural software, correct?
Exactly. If you do your takeoff, I think super simply, awesome takeoff, that's Bluebeam.
Definitely.
So now it means that you have very precise floor plans, you have a lot of annotations on them, and you don't want to lose that. Contractors, where GCs basically, were putting that on Box to share it with all their subs. And so what we said is that keep using Bluebeam, synchronize it with Box. I mean, basically just save it on a Box folder, and we'll take it straight up from the Box folder and it syncs into Fieldwire. And so basically that way, you don't have any human labor between the plans that you're saving from Bluebeam. And Bluebeam is one example of a source. I mean, you can have plenty of sources. It can be Revit, it can be other tools out there. But basically you save those plans that are basically the source plan on Box. That's where you do your version control. And then boom, you don't have to take care of the version control in Fieldwire. So now you have all of that process working really well. And you can do that with your files, you can do that with many other things. And so the beauty of that is that now you have a one-way to Box, and it may happen that you're adding markups, you do additional version control in Fieldwire. And the good thing with a two-way synchronization is that any change you do in Fieldwire gets sent back to Box, and it's non-flattened markups, meaning that it's readable by any other software, like Bluebeam can read it, like your PDF viewer can read it. And so you're still able to see who did that markup, when was it added, is it an important, basically, red line or change order on the plan. Basically, you create entire processes like that.
That's so cool that you talk about Bluebeam. Let me just tell you a real world experience here, a little Mountain View window and door, because the construction industry, I'm on Anderson's advisory council and I'm like seen as this marketing guru because I'm sitting in a room with people that have been doing it, quote unquote, this way for 30 years. And I just came in, I'm kind of grew up with technology and I love technology. So I'm always trying to push the boundaries. And it was like when we went of January this year with my company to go to 100% electronic, to not have an actual folder with sign-offs. Some of my veteran sales team that work for me were just like, I can't believe you would scan my sign-off and shred the paper. And I'm like, guys, it's getting to a server that's backed up to this, that it's way more, and then we have access to it wherever we're at. On and that little detail is something that was just like such an aha moment to be like, they just get over the fact that you don't need a piece of paper. And that's just the start of it, right? And then you get them to where now they start understanding the power of a computer and how you can take and actually take a highlighter and highlight over a window. Whoa. And then you can put a text box on there. And it's like, this stuff is like monumental stuff for some people. So I think at the end of the day, all of us listening and having this conversation about IT have to say, the key is that we're all at different levels, you know, and you talk about your whole thing is to make it easy. And I'm really intrigued. That's what really made me perk up when you say, well, we work with Dropbox and Bluebeam and all these things, because I think that's where a lot of people are fearful, that they say we take something on, well, it's not going to speak together. And that's all stuff that I think is really intriguing that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's very right. For us, it was pretty obvious. I mean, we're in the heart of Silicon Valley. Most companies connect naturally with each other. Basically, it's almost expected for any startup or any company to have connectors, what's called APIs, to basically let other people integrate with themselves and be able to integrate with other people. That hasn't been as natural in the industry. I think too often in the industry, tools have tried to do everything themselves, from planning to takeoffs, to plan viewing, to everything. And in the end, they're not ending up doing everything particularly well. And I think we're entering an age right now where you're going to pick probably three or four different tools to run your entire company, some of them focused on planning, some of them focused on the model, some of them focused on the field, and they're all going to be able to talk together. And maybe they're going to come from three different companies, but they're still going to talk together fairly efficiently. That's what people should focus on. And they say, what job am I trying to do on site? Let's pick a tool that does this extremely well, that integrates fairly well with the other tools I'm already using. Those are the best stories we can tell out there. Yeah.
What's the best way for people that have an interest to learn more about your business or ultimately get going? Is it the best thing for them to go to your website, or give us an idea what's the best way to move forward for somebody?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so the first step definitely is go to fieldwire.com. So www.fieldwire.com. And basically, you can sign up. It's free forever as long as you're below those limits that I talked about, which is 10 users on a project or 500 plans. And just get a feel for yourself. Like, so we maintain a very extensive library of videos on YouTube for every specific subject that you're interested in, whether it's tasking, whether it's markups on plan, whether it's how to do advanced version control, whether you want to connect your box to your field wire, that kind of things. And so, like, it's very easy to train on the key aspects that you're interested in. And at that point, if you're already running, great, you can get in touch with our consumer success team. So we have a part of our team that is made entirely of ex, basically project engineers and project managers. And they're basically the main interface from the company towards like projects out there. And so we get a lot of our greatest ideas through like suggestions from the user base, and usually it goes through that team. And after that, for bigger companies, you know, we also have the sales part of the company that they can discuss money with people. That's basically the general progression that we see across our user base.
And what is your YouTube channel? What is the specific name of your YouTube channel?
If you Google Fieldwire YouTube,
that will get you.
Yeah, you're going to end up on it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I have another question in reference to the API or integration. You mentioned Box, and I'm going to put my cards out there. And I've never heard of Box, but I'm very familiar with, we use Dropbox for my company, as well as Google Drive is what we use for the podcast. And also we're doing a lot of research with OneDrive because we're with Office 365 on that platform. Can you just give us any insight of why Box? And but you did say you can integrate with those others as well, correct?
So exactly. So like, we have a native integration with both Box and Dropbox. I think the two tools are very similar from the user's end. The only thing that we've noticed is really we got a lot of requests from larger customers to integrate, to do a version two, basically, of our integration with Box, which is when we built the two-way sync. And so that's why we built it. Probably coming on Dropbox, on OneDrive, on Google Drive as well. It's just a matter of having the time to build it right now, or having mostly some of our larger clients requested.
And does your app work on Android and Apple and all the platforms?
Yeah, exactly. So iPhone, iPad, Android. We have a Windows app that is in beta right now. It doesn't work offline. The app on Android and iPhone, iPad works offline, of course.
As a learning organization here on the Art of Construction, if there's one thing you want everyone to listen to or learn from this, what's the one thing about Fieldwire you want them to hear that they take away to the bank?
Yeah, I think Fieldwire is absolutely focused on the core process of running a site. And running a site is not something that happens magically. We know how tedious it can be, and you can make it much better. The only important thing is that if you can't get your subs on the same technology that you're using, you are not going to fundamentally change the metrics of your site. You can have the greatest design in the world. You can have the greatest plan in the world. You're going to keep running your site the way you've done it for like the last 20, 30 years. And so that's the core problem that Fieldwire targets very, very specifically.
Awesome.
Definitely. And as a learning organization on the Art of Construction, what's one thing, as you said, in France to moving to the States, what's the one thing being in the construction industry that you would want someone to learn from?
Oh, that's very interesting. So the main difference between Europe and the US for the construction market is that US has many backfills. Like construction companies in France tend to be huge. They tend to do work everywhere in the world. In the US, we have a much more fragmented market. And surprisingly, it is helping the US right now to get ahead of the curve on technology because smaller companies are faster to make choices on technology, to take more independent decision. And right now, we're in the age of very fast changing technology market. And I think that's helping the US move very, very, very fast. If you look at Europe right now, they have very big IT departments and they take slower decision. They still do absolutely amazing thing from a technical perspective. They're going to have to evolve a little bit in terms of how they look at field technology, I think.
Interesting.
Excellent. So thanks for coming into Studio MBWD and telling your story. And as you said it best, your most unique thing is how easy to start. So I challenge you, Art of Construction listeners, to go give it a try. Thanks for coming in. So I'm going to give it a try. I am really intrigued the fact that you can give it a try under 10 users, no cost, and see where it goes. And the fact that it can integrate into your software, I'm definitely going to be having a conversation with my IT expert, James, in-house.
There we go. It's amazing, too, because, I mean, when you think about it, letting somebody try something at no cost, experience, and if they like it, move forward, that's about as good an offer as you can get out there, I think.
And the fact that it integrates and that he came from the construction industry, I really liked. As I always say in this industry, I like to do business with people that I like and trust, but they also understand the business. And it was nice to have the founder and CEO of Fieldwire into Studio MBWD and hear from his perspective of why he really started this thing. And it was truly for contractors to grow their business and a need that is really fragmented in our industry.
Absolutely. And the fact that it can be utilized in such an easy manner for people that are already reluctant and get great success that not only they can see, but also upper management can see and understand the cost savings benefit, time savings benefit. And then for people that really want to get deeper involved, they've got a team of people that have construction experience to be able to consult and provide specialized solutions, which is pretty amazing as well, I think.
The Art of Construction has definitely been on a run of giving you tools to help you grow your business, like the steel organization, to have that tool in your pocket. And we talk a lot about the tools in your toolbox that are not the saws and the hammers. As he talked about, 70% of it is about organization and getting that right. So I would challenge you listening to this to say, I've always been doing it this way, and I have my three-ring notebook, and I write it down, and I go back and give it to this or whatever. I challenge you to talk to your subcontractors that may not have a smartphone and say, hey, let's grow our business together and look at platforms, whether it's this or any others, when we're going to continue to have people into Studio MBWD like this. So if you're listening or know somebody that may have another tool like this that they would want to shed some information into, have them get in touch with us. Kevin schedules all the shows, be happy to listen to see if it fits. And we definitely want to make sure that it fits the mold of the why of this show is the Art of Construction, specifically designed for you, contractors and architects, to grow your business.
You have been listening to the Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.